Joining me now is Navalier & Associates founder and chief investment officer and the author of the new book, The Sacred Truths of Investing. Louis Navalier is with us right now. Louis, congrats on the book.
Well, thank you very much.
And I know it's at number one, you said.
Yep. We are very fortunate.
I want to ask you about the book, but you say don't expect the most of the tariffs to be inflationary. Explain.
Well, first of all, we have a very strong dollar. And the Chinese yuan is very weak. And China has a lot of deflation. So the Chinese tariffs, I don't expect to be inflationary at all. They weren't under Biden. They weren't under Trump the first time. As far as the tit-for-tat tariffs, that's totally different. That's up to Howard to negotiate.
Okay. Howard Lutnick.
Yes. Now, we had a lot of insight when Prime Minister Starmer met with President Trump, because we run an $11.9 billion surplus with Britain, at least we did last year. And at the end of that meeting, Trump says that there may not be tariffs on Britain, okay, because we have a surplus. So he's going to be really going after the EU, okay? Because if you talk to the Germans and say, well, it's not us, go talk to Brussels, you know. So it's good. Tit-for-tat tariffs are basically what we're going to do, and it's all in Howard's hands.
Well, the other thing is that, I mean, with Britain, they charge a VAT tax.
Correct.
And, you know, the European Union has been suing American companies. They've got fees, digital fees. So there's all this other stuff that the president is looking at. So it's not just trade in some regard, right?
That's right. And he was also trying to protect Apple, because Britain wants to open up the iCloud so they can go read everybody's mail and maybe indict a few more people. You know, Europe pushes open source software, you know, and open source software is what causes the crash. When the Microsoft crashed, you know, the airlines on the CrowdStrike upgrade a few months ago, Microsoft didn't blame CrowdStrike. They blamed the open source software from a mandate from Europe.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
By the way, the European Central Bank lowered interest rates this morning. I want to look at yields right now. But the ECB, second cut of the year. You're expecting more cuts from the ECB.
Yeah, they'll cut probably another 3 to 4 times. This is their second cut this year. But, yeah, they're in recession over there.
They're in recession, but I wonder what we're doing here, because yields on the 10-year have come all the way down. And there are some people who say, now they're up today, but there are some people who say this: the 10-year yield at 4.3% or now 4.27% is reflecting a weaker economy. You know, the Atlanta Federal Reserve
Sure.
is expecting a contraction in the
Yes.
first quarter.
Well, first of all, most of the weakness in January and February were weather related, okay? Extreme weather and fires, of course, in Southern Cal. The personal income in that PCE report last Friday was up 0.9%. Spending was down 0.2%. It's not normal for consumers to get more money and not spend. So I think as the weather cheers up, we'll all cheer up. You know, we just
got to
wait for the daffodils and tulips to pop up, and we'll all be happy.
So you're not worried about an economic
slowdown? No. And you had all that rain, so they're going to be popping soon.
What do you think, Mario?
Absolutely. I agree with that sentiment, too. You know, I'm not as worried about tariffs. I think there's some fundamental components within our markets that we should be bullish about: lowering taxes, the lowering of oil, and lowering of interest rate. The ECB just cut 25 basis points. I'm of the camp that we're going to lower 2 to 3 times this year. What is your take on that? I know 2 days ago the probability of 3 rate cuts just became greater than 50%.
I'm 4.
You're 4.
And I've
okay.
been 4 for a while.
4 rate cuts in the U.S.?
Yes, yeah. But I'm waiting for the ECB and the Bank of England to cut. So as market rates come down, our Fed will follow Treasury yields lower.
I mean, look, the only way, in my view, we're getting 4 rate cuts is if this economy slows pretty dramatically.
Well, again, rates are collapsing in Europe. Give me another example. China's rates are less than Japan, okay, on their bond yields. China's the new Japan. Their rates are going to be at or near zero for 20 years.
Yeah.
Due to their demographic problems, their overcapacity problems, they're a mess. Again, the whole world is shrinking except for basically us, India, and a little Brazil. And Brazil is going to start shrinking soon. This is the demographics. It's hard to grow your economy when you don't have household formation. And we in America have household formation. You know, we still have more kids than the rest of the world, and we do assimilate our immigrants, okay, no matter how they got here. So we just have a better model than the rest of the world. And also we have all these states competing with each other. You know, Trump wants to bring the German auto manufacturers here. Volkswagen's looking at having 4 plants in America, up from 2 right now.
We just got the jobless claims out this morning, just a second ago. 221,000 jobless claims for the week, lower than the estimated 235,000. Continuing claims coming in at 1.89 million. That is higher than the 1.88 million that we were expecting. These numbers on the heels of the weaker than expected jobs data from ADP on Wednesday.
Yeah, well, ADP had a lot of noise in it. It had manufacturing and construction up, but it also had healthcare and workers down. So that didn't make a lot of sense. A lot of people think the Pacific wasn't reporting because of the fires.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So there was a lot of noise in that data, and ADP is usually cleaned in the Labor Department.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a real free-for-all tomorrow with the payroll report. But, you know, I would root for a weak one so they keep cutting rates.
So you want a weak jobs report tomorrow because you want more rate cuts from the Fed?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Except we can totally ignore the tariff part of it, but last month, core CPI was 5% at 1 month annualized, right? And you have Yale Budget Lab saying that if combining China, Mexico, Canada tariffs, if they do full retaliation, that adds 1.2% to PCE inflation. Do you really think that in light of inflation going in the wrong direction, 50% as high as what the Fed wants, they'll still do 4 rate cuts?
Yes, because market rates will come down. I want to be clear. Oil's at a 3-year low, okay? Remember, President Trump promised to lower it. So far, so good.
Even with 90% of our shale imports about to have a 25% tariff?
That's okay. That's all right. We have a surplus, okay? They have to come here anyway for refining. It's going to be okay. But the other thing is, you know, they removed their inflation target, the Fed did. We don't have a 2% inflation target anymore. So let's just let rates meander lower. If we didn't have owner's equivalent rent, we'd be under 2 right now.
Yeah, you know, I think that in this political environment, the Democrats are going to blame Trump if in fact we see a sharp slowdown or a recession. I think we also should be clear. These are Biden numbers. Okay,
yes.
What we're seeing right now is the result of the Biden administration. This am I right?
Yeah, and listen, we have a very pro-business president.
Yeah.
We have $1.1 trillion of onshoring already announced between SoftBank, Apple, and TSMC.
And the Saudis, yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to have a lot more onshoring. And that's the whole point of the tariff. So they're trying to, like, just move your business
that's
here.
That's exactly right.
And we're food and energy independent, and our energy is a lot cheaper. So come on, let's set up shop.
Louis, great to see you this morning. Thank you so much.